Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson told a COVID inquiry this morning that the COVID rules probably did go too far, particularly when it came to the impact on children and young adults. Well, joining me on the line is Enda Brady, TNT presenter. But before we speak to Enda, here is Boris Johnson speaking a little earlier today.
On the contrary, anybody looking at what was happening would have assumed school closures were something that had to be encompassed and prepared for. And from what I can see of the department's thinking, they were indeed doing that.
So that is Boris Johnson defending his decision to shut down the schools. And what else did he have to say about COVID and how it affected young people and children? Because that was the real focus of today's questioning.
Yes, Ciara, good evening to you. So the reason Johnson has been brought in to give his evidence, this part of the COVID inquiry is looking at the impact on young people and children. And obviously, the Prime Minister at the time, Johnson, made the decision to shut the schools. Now, he says he comes out with the usual half-hearted apology, which he always peddles and then goes on to defend his position. So we got very serious Johnson today. And he said he assumed a lot more planning had been done and a lot more thought and care had gone into the decisions to close schools. Now, he made the decision to shut the schools in England and Wales on March the 18th, 2020. And the inquiry heard today that he started planning for this on St. Patrick's Day, the day before the announcement that schools were closing. So that's how much planning had gone into this. And the end result was, you know, catastrophic impact on young people, families, people having to homeschool, schools being shut. And he describes it as a personal horror, the thought of education having to close and children staying home.
So he sort of took some responsibility, limited responsibility for some of the decisions that were made, said it was a personal horror, a nightmare idea, but that it was unavoidable at the time. But he took a real pop too, didn't he, at the Department of Education. And there were some text messages in particular, I suppose, that were relating to the Education Secretary at the time, Sir Gavin Williamson, that used colourful language that we've come to expect from Boris.
Yes, so the inquiry heard from Williamson last week, and there were some expletive-laden messages that he had texted Boris Johnson, who was his boss and Prime Minister. This was in February 2021. Williamson says he was getting abuse for the government's decision to shut schools just a day after they'd reopened. So ultimately, a lot of friction between your education minister and the Prime Minister. But Johnson was adamant that, you know, his situation had never been faced before. I think what came out today was that there was a lot of friction between the Prime Minister and the Department for Education in London at the time. And he was sending messages of his own to his advisors, Dominic Cummings and Lee Kane, two former members of the inner Johnson circle at the time, saying that the Department for Education needed better ministers. And in one text message, Johnson wrote, "We can't go on like this. I'm thinking of going into number 10 and firing people." And then he told the inquiry today that he'd been in a thoroughly homicidal mood at the time when he wrote that text message.
What do you make of this whole inquiry, Enda? Do you think anything concrete is going to come out of it?
Complete waste of time and money, Ciara. The public is not interested here. You know, nobody needs to see Boris Johnson in an ill-fitting suit with no haircut. I mean, just
shabby. I looked quite well today.
Well, shabby beyond belief. And look, that's just the physical appearance. I just think there's no one interested in it, Ciara. I think people are desperate to get as far away from COVID as possible. And hearing Johnson trot out the same old excuses and blaming the same people is not really going to change anything here.
All right, Enda Brady, TNT presenter, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The No Compromise Electric Hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.